No, we, you know, I mean, we just, we, the Bears are what we thought they were. They're what we thought they were.
Say that one more time, please. One more time. Boom! One more time. Boom!
Welcome to the Bear Essentials. We are live from the 2024 NFL Draft. On today's show, we discuss the Bears' first round and much more. What's happening, Prez?
Yeah, what you mean? What's happening, man? We are live here in Detroit, home of the NFL 2024 Draft Day. I am so fired up to be here. The audience, if you guys hear behind me, you hear a buzz. We're in the media workroom right now. And listen, people know what they do. There's people recording, there's people creating content. We got speakers all around us, so, you know, bear with us. But we wanted to make sure that we guys got you in the show live. And we wanted you guys to feel the emotion of what's happening in this room right now. So, Pedro, you asked me a question like that, so I am fired. I have been so tired of the dissension on Bears Twitter with the Caleb Williams camp versus the Justin Fields camp. That shit ends tonight, and we are on to the new era here of Chicago Bears football. And listen, whoever the quarterback is, you know, it's probably all signs of pointing to Caleb Williams being the pick tonight. We've did all the noise, and we're going to basically put our support behind Caleb Williams. And let's rock.
It's time to rock, bro. Got Caleb that the Bears look to draft at number one. Hey, man, it's a new day, you know. And again, you and I have talked and spoke highly of Justin Fields. We're moving on from that. Here we are right now, Caleb Williams Show.
Our respect and admiration for him, that doesn't change. But at the end of the day, we always say that we're fans and we cover this team first and foremost, right? And
yep. So
for me, it's all about this organization. It's all about this team. And for me, one person, don't stop the show.
Exactly. It's all about now, bro. It's about what's ahead of us and what's in front of us.
So right now, as we speak, we're an hour away from the number one pick. The Bears being on the clock, A-Dub. And like I said, man, the buzz here in this room is awesome. Even before I came inside to get my media credential, I got a chance to chop it up with a couple of fans. So I was talking to a fan from the Lions fan base, and we talked to one from the Packers fan base. He wasn't so bad. But the guy from the Lions fan base, he was like, hey, I would love to listen to you guys' show. And I said, well, I got to give you a small disclaimer before I give you this card. You talk really bad about your fan base. And I said, and I looked at the Packers fan. I said, probably worse than his fan base. He actually deserves it. And the guy said, listen, man, he said, if you're talking about us from like 3 or 4 years ago, we deserve it. He said, so I would still take the card. And he was like, good luck tonight. And then the Packers fan, he was saying something to me about Jordan Love. And I was like, all right, I can't hear you. I said, all I'm thinking about is Caleb Williams. I said, eight rings. And that's what I'm doing. Eight rings.
We talk about both people who enjoyed their teams, right, and who've been our rivals for years. And the fact you had some good dialogue with one of them from Detroit, you know, about how he took the feedback from you about Detroit, he kept it real, man. And I like fans like that, man, who understand football. But the Packers, man, I know he like to take deals at them as well. So that's another ball game.
Yeah, man, they're a special case. And you know what I'm saying? But I'm not going to let either fan base distract you or I from the vibe of tonight. The vibe of tonight here is franchise altering moves for our Chicago Bears, right? Brian Holmes, there's so many people out here that are being critical of the job that he's done and saying, oh, well, what has he really done here? And kind of being critical of him. I'm sitting here like, if someone has to explain to you that the roster today is greatly improving the roster that he inherited, that I don't know what to tell you, but those are the type of people that I hope that are listening to this show.
And I hope they are too, friends, because you look at all these moves that Ryan Poles have made, man, in the past 2 years, man. You got to give the guy a lot of credit. And now to be in this position here to get the number one draft pick again, I mean, it says a lot about Ryan Poles, what he's been able to accomplish with Chicago Bears. So, you know, I'm very optimistic about this team moving forward, and I'm looking forward to tonight.
We'd be remiss here, ain't we? We can take some time here to discuss the recent news that the Bears made regarding such a new stadium and going up the lakefront. And I will tell you this, you and I, on air and even off air, we've gone back and forth about this thing for the last couple of years. And even now with this news, I'm still sitting here saying, yeah, it's a plan and it sounds all good and fine. But I don't know, something about it just doesn't seem right.
I can understand that, Perez. You know, it's a lot you got to take into account when you talk about Chicago Bears and staying in Chicago. And with this plan, they're talking about staying here in Chicago. They look more like they're still leasing, you know, looks like they're still probably going to have a landlord type of deal, which is something I thought they wanted to get away from, right? And you just don't know how that may impact the Chicago Bears from that standpoint.
Well, and that was one of the things that I've been really keen on from the beginning with this whole thing is the resources. I've been written about it. Take into account the situation Chicago finds itself in. And I don't mean this in any sort of way politically. I don't mean this in any sort of way crime or any of those type of stuff that people think of. I'm thinking about specifically about resources that can be given to other things in our city. And I'm not going to get into those various things, but anybody who lives here in Chicago, you know what I'm referring to.
Yes.
Now, with that being said, look at the stadium, and now it goes from the Bears owning their own stadium, which is why I thought the whole purpose of this thing was in the first place. So now all of a sudden, it's going to be a publicly funded endeavor. We're now labeling it as a partnership. So it's weird.
Right. That caught me by surprise, Perez, when they talk about this partnership thing, you know, and it's like, wow, you have a good relationship, you know, with Mayor Johnson, but apparently I was like, hey, is it the mayor and what he's doing, or what is it really, you know, that's causing them to rethink this whole thing about Chicago?
You got nothing to do about Mayor Johnson. What it is, Kevin Warren is a seasoned veteran, and he sat up here and he cozied up to Brandon Johnson and he talked him into it. I'm saying, like, anybody in their right mind knows that the tax base of Chicago is squeezed so tough as it is right now, they don't have no room to fund in their fucking stadium. $1 billion project? No, we don't have it. We're still paying for the Soldier Field renovations.
Yeah, and speaking of all that, Perez, that's the reason why Governor Pritzker kind of came out and he's not so much in support of the Bears remaining in Chicago because of all those different things that you talked about, right? So, you know, you may have a great point when you talk about this Bears, if it's even a great deal to even stay in Chicago.
But, okay, now let's look at the positives of it, right? So I will try to say from the standpoint of me being a Southside Chicago kid, same as you, keeping our team in Chicago, yes, that is important to us. But I also feel a responsibility to our community. And that's why I kind of push back. However, when you look at the renderings they've done and what they're developing potentially, I mean, it looks nice. I mean, it looks damn good what they have in mind. I mean, but I have my mind kind of centered on what they were talking about doing out there at Arlington Heights.
Yeah.
And I just fell in love with that whole entertainment district thing that they talked about out there. Now, this was going to be a little bit more green central and open air space and area for people to kind of just like take part in that whole vibe.
And with all that, Perez, maybe they're changing their thought process on what they see in this new stadium thing. I mean, of course, all the things you mentioned right there, what they wanted, but maybe they've gone back and saying, you know what, maybe we don't need all those things. Maybe you can meet us more than halfway what we want. That'll probably be a good thing. But overall, man, with it staying in Chicago, I know, like you said, people like myself from the South Side, you as well, who grew up on the South Side, it's like, man, look, we enjoy seeing the Chicago Bears stay in Chicago because it's something that we're just so accustomed to and used to. And I'm quite sure a lot of fans feel that same way and wanting to keep the franchise here.
Now, another thing, too, A, when we think about this whole situation, the site where they're wanting to build the stadium right now houses a parking garage and lots for the current Soldier Field.
Right.
My next question is, well, where's the parking? Now, I know people will sit here and say, look, Perez, they talk about what they're going to be doing for parking and this and that. I'm like, okay, right now parking is already a concern. Traffic is already a concern. So just help me understand what you guys are going to do for that. So that's another thing that I kind of have in my mind. So while I'm happy to stay here in Chicago, I like the concept of keeping something like that here. I love the concept of all of the events that potentially end up that they said if they come here. We talked about that in the past, the Super Bowls, the Final Fours, all those different things. We don't get to trace all those things. Those are great. But I'm just thinking about traffic, resources, parking. There's just a lot of things that Chicago has on his plate right now. And I just don't know if financing can do it out of state.
Hey, look, Perez, all that definitely what you're saying of the concerns do make sense, though, man. But and you're saying that the park is not going to be good with the new stadium either? It's not only just about the Chicago Bears, but think about where all the franchises are located at, man. It's been difficult parking at all of them, really. So how do we get past that, man? It's something I just don't know, man. I'm starting to think it's a Chicago thing.
Yeah, but I think the bigger point is it's not necessarily about all the other teams. It's about the fact that this is going to be a $5 million project that I necessarily don't know how it's going to work out. That, mm-hmm. I think that's the bigger point.
Yeah,
but of that's course, we know that it's going to be traffic into the that's what I'm saying is, I don't think that the stadium project is one that the city of Chicago should take. And so I actually, for a rare time, actually agree with Governor Hogan's and what about his take. Because if he shares the same sentiment that I have, it's not just because of that, it's just he's thinking about the overall good of the city, not just the football team.
Yeah, and that makes sense, Perez. It's a lot to consider, man, with keeping this team in Chicago. And you got the pros and the cons. And I think, you know, which one outweigh the other, right? I think it'll be pleasing for a lot of fans, but about to see right now. Whoa.
Which honestly.
Caleb Williams is going to be a hot kabaddi. Chicago.
Right now, he's meeting with Bears media on the Zoom call. Starts his down. Once he's done there, then I believe he will be made available to us here in Detroit.
Okay. Good to hear what he has to say, man. I bet Caleb's still excited, man. I mean, still excited. Still a surreal moment, you know, being the number one draft pick in the NFL, man. That's got to be a joy. A dream come true.
I still just think about the emotion that he had when he came out. I mean, that's something that you can't fake. He's pumped up. He was fired up for all the nonsense that people say about the kid. He looks like he's hungry and ready for the opportunity, if you ask me.
Yeah. And that's what you like to hear, bro. That's what you like to see, you know. He's poised to get in Chicago. They give everyone a taste of what they've been saying about him, you know. The naysayers get a chance to prove you all wrong. And those who know this kid the real deal, you get to show them that. So, hey, happy for the kid.
Be interesting to see, man, what happens here at 8, man. We get closer to this Bears pick and us signing off. We can go do our Caleb Williams and whoever gets drafted at number 9, their post-draft interviews.
Just seeing them, man, they all just looking cool, man. You go back and look at some drafts in the past, you're like, hey, wait a minute, what do you got on? What do you got on, you know?
Like, hey, they have to put their shit on. Looks like the Falcons pick. And it looks like it's probably going to be Michael Penix. We all know that the Falcons went out there for it to see and they spit big on Cousins. So Penix would be a good guy to learn behind Cousins if he take over the starting role.
I mean,
it's just crazy to think about the fact that Michael Penix, in my opinion, should have got drafted ahead of J.J. McCarthy. But there was so much J.J. McCarthy energy out there that it's just it really surprised me. So Michael Penix Jr. here to the Falcons, that's a starter, but I think it's a really good junior.
I like Michael Penix, man. I think there's a lot to this kid, man, that they can tap into. And if you get a good chance, man, to play, I think he's going to show some things, you know? So I'm actually rooting for him.
Yeah. Hey, yo, we got to pause this camera.
I bet. Go ahead.
Okay, Dub. So while we are sitting here, we were waiting to see what the Falcons are going to do with 8. And I'm over here talking about Dallas Turner. And the Atlanta Falcons said, Press, hold our beer. Because they go and draft Michael Penix Jr., A-Dub. And this right here sends shockwaves all over this room. Nobody saw this coming, man. With Kirk Cousins in the damn fold for 4 years, and the Falcons said, "Nah, nah, nah, we got our guy here, so we got our quarterback in the future." A-Dub, man, what say you? That shit is crazy.
I thought signing Kirk Cousins was their guy. Like, look, 4 years, $180 million, that's your dude. But you go out and get Penix Jr.? What are you saying here? But, man, that is shockwaves. I thought Kirk Cousins had it made by going there, bro. I thought it was his job. He was able to do his thing. Penix Jr. is not a scrub quarterback. I think that kid has a good chance.
Well, this is the thing. You know he's not going to probably start this season at least.
Right.
But if you're Kirk Cousins, you came here because you thought that this was your – probably you thought he was going to ride off into the sunset with this contract.
Right.
And we were kind of chatting amongst the media corps, and we found out that Kirk Cousins found out about this draft pick while the Falcons were on the clock. So this isn't something that they were talking to him about during the process when they brought him to Atlanta. Man, he's got every right to feel some kind of way about this pick.
But now you got a little pressure. And you got somebody, you know, that's in the waiting period right now looking to take your spot, you know? So that creates a lot of, you know, controversy for Kirk Cousins. He thought he's coming here, man, just to do his thing. Like you say, going to the sunset. That's not the case anymore, man. So now you got pressure. And you got to look and say, okay, what do they expect going forward? They look at the fact that Pitts could take that job, man, at some point. So you Kirk Cousins, man, that's going to be tough, man.
And another thing, if I'm Kirk Cousins, I'm pissed off because they should have used that first-round draft pick to give me some help, not yes. to get my replacement.
Right. You think you feel to build a team of, hey, starting with you, you know, moving in the right direction. Now you find out, hey, you know what? They might be looking for you to help mentor this kid, man, and show him the ropes so he can take your job.
This is another thing, too. We all know that the NFL is a business, right? So we yep. get it. Kirk Cousins, he'll get over it, man. He's got $180-some-odd million that the Falcons have signed off on. He'll figure it out. And guess what? If for some reason the Falcons decide next year Penix is ready, then they'll trade Cousins to a team that'll give him an opportunity to play. So yeah. he'll be all right.
He will. And the thing is, bro, the way these quarterbacks are getting paid money now, $180 million. You know, you break that down for 4 years. I mean, that's kind of like almost near standard, a little bit above standard what they give the quarterbacks these days. So you're right, Kirk Cousins can find another home.
But now the Falcons' reasoning, and this is some things that we're hearing about here through the, you know, through the grapevine, is they feel that they're primed to win right now, and they think that drafting Penix right now is something that they had to do because they didn't think that they would be in this position again in the next couple of seasons. So it right. sounds good. But yeah. I think what it is that they saw the talent and they said, no, 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 we can't let this guy pass us up.
You make a good point because they ever get in the draft again next year, they can actually continue to draft pieces now to build around Penix Jr., you know, if that's the case, right? So right now they say, hey, we got our guy just in case something go wrong. And you know Kirk Cousins, man, he's been hit with some injuries too, Perez. So, you know.
Yeah, he's returning from an Achilles tear.
Right. So they're not so sure. They're not so sold on his health. You know what I mean? So if anything goes wrong, they may have this rookie right there ready to pretty much play if it come down to it.
And it's also interesting to see that the Falcons drafted Penix over J.J. McCarthy.
Yes. I thought that was interesting right there because I think highly of J.J. McCarthy, man. You know, after winning it all, Perez, you know, a guy that really shown that he can play very well in the pressure, all that stuff, you know. And here we go. Penix Jr. goes ahead of him. And I'm like, wow, what's the true value of J.J. McCarthy, though?
Well, hey, listen, the Bears are now on the clock here at number 9. So we got a lot of clarity here, A-Dub. And your guy, Roma Dunze, here is available and for the taking. And all this, I know in the last episode, I was over here pounding the table for Malik Nabers. Hey, I stand on that because that yep. was the guy that I wanted them to take. However, what did we say on the show, A-Dub? We said, listen, if the Bears are in a position to draft Roma Dunze at 9, why not?
Why not?
And here we are with an opportunity to grab him. And so when you think about Rome and potentially what he'll be able to do here in Chicago, A-Dub, what really gets you excited about this potential draft pick?
Bro, the fact that you already got two good wide receivers on this team already with DJ Moore and Keenan Allen that you will not talk about, right? But now you add him to the mix, bro. You become more of a lethal weapon for sure if you're Caleb Williams. You got major weapons out there, man. And this kid can actually fit in, man. Runs good routes, get open, bro. make good catches. Hands are nice. I mean, you like his speed as well. Man, I'm excited for that pick right there, bro, if the Bears go that direction. But you got to be very cheerful to see that Caleb Williams is really, truly set up for success when it comes down to weapons.
We saw yesterday on social media, A-Dub, that Rome and Caleb was on the same flight from L.A. to Detroit. They took a picture together. So when I saw that, I'm sitting here like, okay, the stars are aligning. I'll rock with that. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I like that, man. The fact that they've already, you know, begun building a relationship. Even just that small, you know, relationship, just that interaction right there makes a difference, bro. So the fact that, hey, those two are already looking at the fact that, hey, they could be potential draft picks for the Bears. Both of them come to Chicago. You got to love that, man. So I appreciate both of them having the opportunity, man, to come in together and probably talk.
All right, well, here we are. The pick is in, A-Dub. We're going to see what's going to happen here. And I'll tell you one thing, man. If the Bears are able to get Roma Dunsu at this part in the draft, my goodness, man, this is going to be a home run evening for the Chicago Bears and Ryan Poles. So we'll see what happens here. But, man, if that's the pick that we get here, my goodness, man, we are in for a treat.
We are, Prez. And think about this. If anything happens with Keenan Allen, you know, after his contract year and all that stuff, you know, we lose him, we still got him. You know what I mean? We got Rome, you know, that can step in and be that number two guy, you know, along with DJ Moore. So at the end of the day, you know, the Bears are putting themselves in a situation long term, not just for the upcoming season.
And that's a fair point, A-Dub, because you know from what Keenan Allen said, he wants one more payday before it's all said and done. So this season right here, the Bears are paying Keenan Allen handsomely.
Right.
But there's probably going to be a strong decision internally to not give him that contract that he wants long term. So that's why when you have a kid like Rome potentially coming to Chicago, if they pull the trigger on this move here at nine, there's your security blanket right there. That replaces Keenan Allen. And if they go with Rome here at nine, he's going to be learning from not only Keenan Allen, but DJ Moore.
Man, that's a lot of knowledge in the building. You know what I mean, Perez? You can soak up all that knowledge from wide receivers who have played at a high level, who can mentor you, give you pointers, give you tips, man. You in a good situation if you're wrong, man. You got to love that if the Bears were to select him.
Here we go. From the chatter that's coming in around us, it looks like Roman Dunsey is the pick here for the Bears at 9-8. So what we just said, home run draft for Ryan Poles and the Chicago Bears organization. This is insane, bro. Caleb Williams, Roman Dunsey, pairing. This is, oh my God, bro. I'm speechless. Wow.
And as your boy commit to the mix. I mean, commit has been playing extremely well, man, for the Chicago Bears. So you got these wide receivers and a tight end, and you got running backs. What more weapons do you need if you're a quarterback, bro? You are set up nicely. So in my opinion, coming season is going to be excitement. I mean, the Bears at minimum should win 10 games, bro, with this. I mean, they're loaded. And the defense showed us a lot last season. I mean, I think they can take things to the next level. I mean, this could be a nice season for the Chicago Bears, even with a rookie quarterback.
Let's just call it what this is, A-Dub. This is one of the most dangerous pass catcher trios in all of the NFL.
Yes.
This is not even me over-exaggerating. Keenan Allen, DJ Moore, Roma Dunsu. This is dangerous. I'm not even talking about Cole Kmet or running backs. I'm talking about these three receivers.
Yes.
Studs. Think about what Caleb Williams has at his disposal. No wonder he around here shaking his head and dancing and bopping. He got no worries.
None, bro, none. I mean, you got to be happy with that kind of support, Prez. You got to be, man. Like, you're talking about guys who can get open, man, who's been getting open for a long time in the NFL, you know, with DJ Moore and Keenan Allen. Now you add Rome to him, he's excited to do his thing, you know what I mean? So you got people you can target, man, who can get that quick separation for you to get some yards down the field, man. You got to love that. So you're right. With Caleb Williams, man, I know he's excited for this opportunity. I know he is. He got to be.
And think about this, A-Dub. Ryan Poles probably circled down. This is probably his guy. And he went with wide receiver, even though the Bears have needs at pass rush and at offensive line. So right. That shows you how committed they are to improving this offense and giving Caleb Williams every weapon possible. Because like I said, you and I were kind of thinking, hey, what about edge rush?
Right.
We even thought maybe offensive line may get
a go.
So my thing is, Ryan Poles is like, nope. I got something else up my sleeve.
Man, look, Ryan Poles realized what happened with Justin Fields. Let's be honest, Chris. You talked about that earlier, you know, about hey, what kind of weapons Justin Fields was dealt with, the block and everything, you know. But Ryan Poles said, hey, we're not going to allow this to happen to Caleb Williams. We're not going to do that. We got this kid in a good situation where he can possibly grow and thrive. That's a lot of people who can give him support. Wide receivers who know what they're doing can come to him and say, hey, look, try to hit me on this route, you know, whatever, right? They got a lot of knowledge that he can utilize, you know, to be a successful quarterback.
I'll say this, man. Some fool got in our mentions earlier and was saying that he thought that this is like a Kevin White type of player. And I said, no, 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 we're not going to do that.
Wow.
Kevin White did not have route running ability. He did not have the ability to run the various routes in the route tree. That is not what Rome is. Turn on the tape before you start messaging and making comments about our shows. Because everybody knows that this kid possesses the size, the strength, the athleticism, but he has that ability to run a full route.
Yeah, absolutely, Prez. The tape don't lie, man. Not at all. So to compare him to Kevin White, who also suffered a lot of injuries in his time in Chicago, I don't think Rome is that type of guy, man. Rome is the real deal. You already hit on the head about his route running, his ability to make catches, man. This kid is something different. So the Bears are in good company with Rome.
And let's just talk about the football IQ. I'm not trying to come for Kevin White. But what I'm saying is Rome is not the same type of guy. His physicality, his ability to make contested catches, and also now we got another weapon down there in the red zone. This is a home run. I'm sorry, audience. Man, your boy Prez over here. I'm trying to keep a professional over here and not family guy out there in this room. But this was a hell of a draft pick for the Bears. Obviously, you already know how we feel about Caleb.
Right.
This right here, this is how you come back. Woo. Mercy.
Man, the Bears are pretty much saying, hey, we want to be an explosive team on the offense, man. We are going to throw this football. And you got those weapons to throw to, Prez. Man, let them eat, bro. So adding Rome to the mix, you have gotten better on the offensive side of football, man. The Bears have done a good job with that. And for that excitement you're talking about, Prez, I got that too, man. It's going to be a joy to watch, Prez. It's going to be a joy.
And let's also talk about his size and his ability to block in the running game. So obviously you've talked about the running backs that we have. This is now another capable blocker that we have that's going to be able to open things up. Keenan Allen is a very good run blocker. Same thing with DJ Moore. So this is now another complete wide receiver that's coming into this wide receiver room.
Yeah. And see, the thing is, Perez, you're right. Another guy like that. But this is what I do like about these receivers that the Bears have. The core. They love physicality. And that's a good thing, man. You have guys who can take the physicality and still make catches, man. That shows how elite you can be or elite you are. So if you, Caleb Williams, you are super happy about that. And Rome fits the bill, man. He would work out very well in Chicago. You already hit on the head about those contested catches he made. And that's what you want, a guy who can get the job done. You know, in the past, we had so many guys drop the football, man. And they make our quarterback look bad. In this case here, man, I don't see that happening. I think the Bears are definitely in a good spot here.
And you have a guy that is set up to be the number one receiver in the future when things are all said and done. So this is a home run here. My goodness, man. I just can't believe it. I cannot believe this draft. I mean, dude, we knew that this thing was going to be sick for us. But Ryan Poles has exceeded my expectations as GM of this franchise. He has knocked it out of the park. Now, wait, I may be critical about Kevin Warren and how he handled the stadium thing. Y'all know I still rock with Kevin. But I got nothing to say about Ryan Poles and the job that he's done. And also, shout out to the Carolina Panthers. Thank y'all so much. Thank you.
Hey, man, Carolina Panthers like, wait a minute. Yeah, we'll take it, man. We will take it. But, yeah, this is going to be awesome, man. I got to give Ryan Poles a lot of credit for what he's been able to accomplish in Chicago, man. And you talk about optimism, you know, about this team, excitement. He's been building that. And here we are, Perez, with some nice picks in this draft, man. I mean, you got to really enjoy this and see the fact that these two players are going to be impact players with Chicago Bears down the road. If you're Rome, you feel very good because your time is coming to be a lethal weapon on this team.
100%. And A-Dub, now we also have a little bit more information as far as the number 13 is concerned. Caleb Williams will be wearing 18, going back to his number for high school.
Woo! He's taking it back to his roots, bro. That's a sign right there. Somebody saying, you know what? I got a chip on my shoulder. Even as the number one draft pick, bro, that says a lot by going that route. He's like, look, I'm coming in, you know, show everybody else that what I'm capable of doing. I heard the chatter. People have actually criticized me a little bit. Guess what? Won't be happening going forward. You know, I got to show them what I'm capable of doing. Look, I'm changing my number. I'm moving forward. I'm going to show y'all what I'm about in Chicago.
But also, it's not a surprise. He's probably also deferred to Keenan Allen. That's the number that he's worn his whole time. So now, listen, Caleb Williams, new chapter. So Bears fans, go ahead and get your Caleb Williams 18 jersey, your Keenan Allen number 13 jersey. Shout out to Tyler Scott for doing the right thing.
for sure, man. Let's do it. Let's get it, man. It's going to be some hot-selling jerseys this coming season.
Well, A-Dub and audience, we got to get up out of here because we got Caleb Williams media availability. He's going to be coming out probably within the next 5 minutes. So, listen, we hate to cut this thing short, but we are fucking fired up. You guys heard me. Yeah, I dropped the F-bomb. I couldn't help it. I couldn't help it.
I know, man. I knew something was brewing up in you, bro. Something had to come out.
Listen, it was in my spirit, bro. It was in my spirit.
Good to hear it, man.
So there we go. Yeah, I dropped the F-bomb in the media room. But whatever, you know what I'm saying? I'm real. Y'all know that about me. But, hey, Bears Nation. Oh, my God. We have so much to be thankful for. And A-Dub and I, we're going to have you guys covered all offseason. As we mentioned, we are credentialed all the way through. So we are the place to be. Don't forget to check us out on Chicago State of Mind on our Substack. That's where all our written content will be.
Hey, man, check us out on Chicago State of Mind Sports on YouTube. We getting it popping, man. Holler at us.
Yes, sir. But, you know, we got to run. Audience, we're going to holler at y'all next week. Enjoy this. No arguing on Twitter. We out.